2. Terminal 7 at JFK always smelled of cheap, overboiled coffee and stale cologne. As Kennedy took a brisk walk along the concourse, his version of going to the gym, he stretched his legs and contemplated Manhattan. It was the fourth week of September, and the city would be singing the crisp overture of autumn. Of course, he was never going to see or experience any of it during his brief visit. Like on most of his business trips, the only sights he'd be taking in were those of duty-free, walk and roll, Dunkin' Donuts, and all the other apostrophic, post-apocalyptic airport landmarks he vagabonded past countless times a year. People often made envious remarks about his business travel, not realizing that the homogeneous scenery endemic to virtually every airport in the United States made one susceptible to what Kennedy half-jokingly called terminal illness. A chronic, frequent traveler disease brought on by extreme isolation, fatigue-induced delirium, fast food malnutrition, excessive consumption of bottom-shelf booze, and diminished social equilibrium. He likened it to extended space travel, but with inferior cuisine. Kennedy lived in the rarefied atmosphere of the consultant, a hired gun on the payroll of power, opening its deep pockets to address deeper fears. The client he was visiting that day was his biggest, the U.S. government, or his rich Uncle Sam, as he often joked. Kennedy was an aviation security specialist, and the TSA paid him to train their officers with his own trademark curriculum at airports around the country. Just like contracting Blackwater and G4S mercenaries to fight his wars, Uncle Sam found it was a lot easier and cheaper to outsource airport security, especially since before September 11th, it had been nothing more than an FAA afterthought. In college, Kennedy had studied to be an architect, but after his sister's death, he withdrew from the things that had defined him, the golf team and his academic pursuits, and nearly flunked out of school. He thought constantly about hurting himself back then, but never followed through. It would have been completely selfish compared to what Bell had suffered. All he could think about was doing something, anything, to help prevent something like 9/11 from happening again.